Well, good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM, this 26th day of May, last week of autumn, winter coming up shortly. Sports headlines, Herald Sun in Melbourne, Daily Telegraph in Sydney and the Courier Mail in Brisbane. It's all about one thing, motorsport, with Oscar Piastri retaining the Formula One lead with a record-breaking podium in Monaco as he survived two close shaves with the crash barriers to finish third. So well done to Oscar. So let's start with the motorsport, of course, the Monaco Grand Prix, where Oscar Piastri, as we said, finished third. His seventh podium in eight starts to remain top of the Drivers' Championship on 161 points, just 3 points ahead of teammate Lando Norris. Max Verstappen is third on 136 points. And next up, the Spanish Grand Prix, round nine next weekend. And just on more motorsports, the Indianapolis 500 was won this morning, our time, by Spaniard Alex Palou. And that's a fantastic result. He's the first Spaniard driver to win what is called the greatest spectacle in racing. Now let's have a look at the rugby union with the Super Rugby on Friday night. The Hurricanes defeated the Queensland Reds 31-27 at Suncorp. Of the Hurricanes led 26-13 at halftime before the Reds launched a comeback led by Tate McDermott. Wasn't enough. The Reds have slipped to fifth on the ladder on 33 points, now play Fiji Jura next Saturday at Suncorp in the last competition game. Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, the men's A-grade, Caloundra defeated Maroochydore and Uni defeated Wynnum. Brothers, unfortunately, hammered Caboolture 62-7. Not easy next Saturday as Caboolture will take on top of the table Uni. In the women, Caboolture 10 defeated Uni 0 with Letitia Stowers and Serity Williams getting tries, top of the table. And the Caboolture Colts, even though they lost to Namba on Friday night, they're still top of the table. And last Friday night, the Wallaroos lost to Canada in Brisbane, 45-7. Desiree Miller, the try for the Wallaroos. That was in the Pacific four series. In netball, in Super Netball Round 7, the New South Wales Swifts defeated the Sunshine Coast Lightning on Saturday. And the Sunshine Coast Lightning are now in fourth spot. Yesterday, the Queensland Firebirds lost to the Melbourne Vixens 70-52. And round eight coming up, the Lightning will take on the Mavericks on Saturday, and the Firebirds will take on the Fever in Perth on Sunday. Caboolture Netball, the ladies A1 grade on Monday night. Jets Gull 31 defeated the Pink Lightning 26, while Just for Fun 40 defeated Just Peachy 27. Just for Fun and Jets Gull share the lead on 12 points. In terms of tennis, well, the French Open is on clay, and 16 Aussies in action in the men's and women's singles, 12 strong Aussie squad in the men's and women's doubles. Yesterday, unfortunately, Aussie Ricky Hijikata and Tristan Skulkate were eliminated. In the women, defending, number one seed Aryna Sabalenka into round two. Meanwhile, Aussie Destiny Avia lost in two, but Gold Coast Kimberly Birrell and fellow Gold Coaster Olivia Gadecki will be in action. Olivia, big task. She'll take on number two seed Coco Gauff in her round one match. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Let's have a look at the Rugby League on the weekend, NRL Round 12. And last Thursday night in torrential rain, the Dolphins defeated the Bulldogs 44-8 in a very impressive performance. Jermaine Osako, a try and eight goals. Eels defeated the Eagles. Knights defeated the Panthers in Bathurst. The Roosters hammered the Sharks. And yesterday, the Raiders defeated the Warriors 16-10 in New Zealand. But, of course, all roads lead to Suncorp for the State of Origin Game 1 this Wednesday night. I'm predicting a Queensland victory with Cameron Munster to have a big impact. And well done to Kawana Jr., Trent Lerero from the Melbourne Storm in the Queensland State of Origin squad. Thursday night, the Women's State of Origin Game 3 will be in Newcastle. New South Wales have already claimed the series 2-0, Queensland trying to avoid a clean sweep. Sunshine Coast Rugby League in the men's A-grade, Stanley River 40 defeated Nambour 10 to stay on top of the table. Scott Mannix, six goals and a try, very well done. Caboolture, they lost to Anusa 28-10 yesterday. Chris Totoro, two tries and two goals for the Snakes. In the women, well, Caboolture turned the tables. They defeated Noosa 22-16, four tries each, but three goals by Eva Steers proved the difference. Third on the ladder, go the Snakes. In the men's C-grade, well, Bribie defeated Noosa. Kilcoy had the bye and Beachmore defeated Palmwood. So Bribie on top of the ladder with Merry Valley and Kilcoy and Beachmere fifth on 12 points. Congratulations to all the players from the Sunshine Coast Rugby League who have been selected in the either the men's or women's squads for the forthcoming 47th Battalion Carnival, 7th and 8th of June in Bundaberg. And well done to Brad Beetson, winning the 2025 Queensland Rugby League Indigenous Community Award with the Sunshine Coast Bunyas as president, and to Poppy O'Shea from Caboolture on winning the Young Person of the Year for the Queensland Rugby League. In the AFL, well, round 11, the Lions defeated Hawthorn 93-60 on Saturday, breaking a 21-year hoodoo. It's been since 2004 that they've beaten the Hawks at the MCG. Neela McGluggage, best for the Lions. And yesterday, Gold Coast 80 defeated St Kilda 61, and Ben Long, 3 goals for the Suns. Lions, second on the ladder, and the Gold Coast Suns, third. All Queensland affair there. In the QAFL, round 8 on Saturday, Noosa defeated Mount Gravatt, and Maroochydore defeated Woolston Grange. And in the women's, Morningside defeated Maroochydore, and Woolston Grange defeated Moreton Bay. In the QFA Men's Division 1, Caloundra in fourth spot defeated Hinterland 69-67. Unfortunately, Moreton Bay lost to Springwood 92-89 with Kai McKenzie 4 goals for Moreton Bay. Moreton Bay will take Caloundra next Saturday at Moreton Bay. Big game coming up there. And congratulations to hometown champion Max Sahati, who claimed victory in the 2025 Noosa Marathon on Saturday, crossing the line more than 6 minutes ahead of second place Cook. Over 8,500 people took part in the running festival, and Sydney's Olivia Beck won the women's marathon. And in football, ball game, soccer, grand final next Saturday in the Men's A-League, Melbourne City will take on Melbourne Victory, an all-Melbourne affair. And in the Australia Cup, well, there'll be still a few teams alive there with Logan, Rochdale Rovers, Peninsula Power, Brisbane City, Gold Coast, Turinga, and the Marlin Coast Rangers, along with Olympic FC, all through to the final eight. Well done to those teams in the Australia Cup. That brings us to the end of Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. Have a great week and enjoy your last week of autumn. Winter sets in.